thank you for joining me today on the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where we talk about the life and cases of a private investigator. I'm Phil Little, your host, and I own West Coast Detectives International, a 102-year-old global security firm. If this is your first time listening or watching, I approach my work from my military, law enforcement, intelligence service, and global security background. Then I add a touch of my biblical worldview to find solutions for our clients. I also watch for violence or trends around the world and give my analysis on how those events might affect you in your own community. Today is one of my short reports on issues that matter, and I've titled that Truth Matters. When I investigate issues that could affect us here at home and decide to report on them, I think many times with all the various forms of news outlets, podcasts, social media, that everyone knows about what is already going on. But I'm finding out when I'm hearing from people and talking to people off the street that a larger percentage of people don't know the dangers we are facing and have even heard about the things I'm talking about than those that do. So I keep reporting. My topic for today, as I mentioned, is why does truth matter? Well, what is truth? Truth has been so distorted by all the disinformation and deception, and with the theory that each one of us can have our own truth, and we've had that embedded in our minds. In other words, we can have our own truth without any facts to support it. We just believe it. What has helped me to search out what truth is having a biblical worldview and realizing there is good and evil. I've also learned that aside from the spiritual aspect, you can't look at any group or political party and say they know or have the truth at all times. Many times they're wrong. Both of our main political parties are not above deception, miscalculation, yes, and outright lies if it benefits them and will help them stay in power. What has helped me as I look through my biblical worldview, I see some of the biggest dangers that can keep us from being a free country. And two of those are the area of complacency and entitlement. Complacency keeps us distracted from things going on in the areas and around us in the world. We don't understand them, and we just don't take the time to investigate them because we have so much going on in our own lives. The pace of our lives is busy. It keeps us focused inwardly on our own needs and pressures. And we've always been free. We'll always be free. Good will prevail in the end. So this is just a cycle going on. Let's wear it out. Then the other threat is entitlement. And that's what we have become accustomed to, having the government or a political party feed us enough to get by on. So we don't want to rock the boat. The danger of this is if I've looked at countries out around the world, I've been worked in more than 30 countries, the ones that have fallen from a democratic government to a totalitarian government started with the idea of entitlements, and government parties decided that they could buy the votes of people by giving them just enough to get along, and then they would have to keep them in power. Well, why do lies matter? They get us to believe in something that can be harmful to us. As an example, the lie by the Hamas terrorist organization who committed the barbarian attack on Israel, putting out the untrue numbers of Palestinian civilians killed in Gaza, up in the 30s, thousands, 33,000, 35,000 killed. This has caused many around the world to stand against Israel due to the press and others spreading the lies. And that people don't take time to investigate if it's true or not. One of the reasons those that look at this aspect know that the numbers weren't true was that the medical authority in Hamas admitted they didn't separate the terrorists killed from the civilians. And we know in wartime that there is a separation in countries report those separate numbers. But some of those numbers now that have come out recently from the Hamas medical side, reporting numbers of more like 21,000 total killed with 13,000 of those being soldiers and 8,000 being civilians. Even though one death is too many, this would change the bias of many in the world who looked at Israel as being running roughshod over indiscriminately killing of civilians, and they formed a negative opinion of what Israel was doing. Do your own investigation. We can't depend on the press to report correctly. They have their own agenda. And then we could go to another issue at our own home and in our communities and in our own country. If you look at the March 2024 jobs report, remember I said earlier that it's not just the operation of one party that lies, but they will all do it if it benefits them. Well, why would a job report affect us in our home or family security? If there's a meltdown in the financial area that affects all parts of society, crime will go up. The area of the monthly job reports has been used for decades to help the party in power look better. What does the March 2024 report show, really? I'm not an expert on jobs reports or the economy, but I did some investigation and found that the 300,000-plus jobs in March is really pie in the sky. I found that in the March job report, the count included a lot of people who had taken second jobs just to try and survive. The job report is supposed to take the main workforce for full-time jobs in the count. Also, those reports are estimates, and they're later due adjustments. And when you look at 2023, every month but one in October, after the fact, the job reports were downsized, but the press just forgot to report all that. Also, another way the numbers on the unemployment rate is reduced is they drop out, counting the people who've dropped out looking for work. And sometimes this could be hundreds of thousands of people. In reality, they're still unemployed, but they don't count them. So this drops down the unemployment rate, which makes the party in power look better. One of the dangers of the press reporting this false job reports as being a sign that the economy is great, and that means no recession is coming. Another troubling thing about the economy right now that's not really being reported is there are signs that were there just before the 2008 meltdown that are consistent with what is going on in declines now. Experts point to the same kind of numbers being held up as positive in 2008 before the bottom dropped out. They say the same patterns are being seen now with the real wage decline. Remember, real wage decline and the average hours worked, which has gone down. And that's a way for businesses to reduce costs by reducing hours. And it's not showing yet in unemployment, but it's a reduction in the worker's ability to have real income to spend. And then when you couple that along with the rise in unemployment claims, which are happening now, these are the signs that have happened in the past before recessions or downturns. The purpose that I have for my podcast is to get you active in doing your own investigation. Become your own investigator. Don't take the facts that I'm sharing. Check them out for yourself. Will you step out of the crowd and become part of the solution? Will you help me by liking, sharing, subscribing? And you know the drill. Hit that notification bell so you will know when future posts go out. Please leave any comments you have or questions about any of the cases or things we're talking about, or something that you would like to have us take a look at and investigate to see what's going on. Or if you, your family, or business has issues that you would like to see if a PI could help you solve some of those problems, you can email me directly at plittlepi777@gmail.com. And you can also be watching for our next PI case summary, which will be out soon. Remember, you can contact us and leave messages on each one of the platforms also. We appreciate and like to hear from you so we know what you're interested in and what you think about what is going on in the world. Will you step out of the crowd and help us? Remember, together we can make a difference. Until next time, be safe, and may God bless you, your family, and may God bless America.